Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with a community comment. It is no surprise the nuclear deal with Iran has both sides of the aisle pointing fingers at each other. Do those in favor of this realize that Iran is our enemy? I think it is absurd to negotiate with a country who not only denies that the Holocaust ever happened, but also lets it be known that they want Israel to be wiped off the face of the earth. Iran is a hotspot for terrorists that want every American dead. They don't care if you're a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, a pacifist, a liberal, a member of the Ku Klux Klan, a Christian, or an atheist. If you're an American, these radicals would like nothing better than to cut off your American head. For some reason, our president wants to negotiate with them and give Iran nearly $12 billion of our tax dollars. We know Iran has never complied with anything, but Obama is arrogant enough to think they will comply this time around. There are so many things wrong with this deal, but the number one reason this deal should be terminated is that Israel doesn't want it. Israel has been our number one ally in the Middle East, and they are displeased with what Obama is trying to get passed. Israel has had our back in every situation, and yet Obama is willing to throw them under the bus in favor of a country that has been our enemy for the last 40-plus years. Seriously? Doesn't this sound crazy? This deal will be devastating to the stability in the Middle East. Iran will proceed with developing a nuclear bomb, and based on events from last week, Russia will help them. Israel will do everything in their power to prevent this from happening. They will bomb every facility in Iran that is developing nuclear warheads, and it won't matter what Washington, D.C. does to counter this. We are turning our back on Israel by allowing Iran to become a nuclear threat, and they must protect their citizens. As soon as Israel does this, Russia and China will step in to help Iran. This deal will potentially start World War III. Our hands will be tied because we supported Iran at the outset of this nuclear proposal. It is very frustrating to see this unfolding. I can't for the life of me understand what our president is doing. It appears that he is in favor of the destruction of Israel as well. I've heard people say how proud they are of President Obama after listening to his speech about the Iran deal. Have we evolved so far as a country that people are proud of a president who is destroying our long-term relationship with Israel in favor of befriending an outspoken enemy to both the United States and Israel? Please listen up. If Israel says it's a bad deal, it's a bad deal. We should support the only true friend we have in the Middle East and keep Iran from having a nuclear program. Our president is making the biggest mistake any president has ever made, and we are letting it happen right under our noses. Some of the more ignorant Americans are even applauding it. We are going to give an enemy $12 billion of our tax dollars and let them create a nuclear program. This money is coming out of my pocket and your pocket, and it will be given to a country who openly and publicly condones the beheading of Americans. I don't know about you, but this just makes me sick. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.